Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everyone. Really good to be with you today. I pray that God is blessing you and keeping you. Today's message is going to be out of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21 through 31. Today's message is going to be, how high can a grasshopper fly? How high can a grasshopper fly? In verse 21, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circles of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. And its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught, and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has they stems taken roots in the earth, when He blows upon them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who by name, because He is great in strength, mighty in power, not one in missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strength to the powerless. Even youth will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exalted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Today, I gotta tell you, how high can a grasshopper fly? Oh, you ain't listening to me today. Can a grasshopper fly? Well, yes and no. Let's go back to the verse. Let's go back to 22. It is He who sits above the circles of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. I don't know about you today, but do you know a grasshopper can fly, but he only flies a short distance? A grasshopper flies, but he only can fly a short distance. He flies up and he flies down, but a grasshopper can reach the speed of 8 miles per hour when flying. A grasshopper can reach speeds of 8 miles per hour when flying. Come on, somebody. God said people are grasshoppers. I don't know if you know anything about grasshoppers, But God compares people to grasshoppers, and grasshoppers are a kind of locust. They're a kind of locust. And if you know anything about a locust, they devour that which is good. God sent a plague of locusts on Egypt. A locust will devour that which is good. A locust will destroy plants, crops, vegetations, fruits, anything that helps you live. That helps you live. Anything that brings life, a locust will come and destroy your life, your livelihood. So God says people are like locusts. People are devourers. People love to devour that which is good. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to what I'm trying to say. People around you want to devour you. They have the mindset of a grasshopper. The Bible says people are like grasshoppers. People are like grasshoppers. They got the mindset of a grasshopper. And most of their life, they spend it on the grasshopper end of things. They hop from one place to another, one task to another. They chomp on whatever's in front of them, hoping they can get to have lunch without becoming lunch for somebody. People are out in the work market. They chomp on anything. They will devour anybody to try to get ahead. Come on, somebody. People will step on people. People will squash people to try to get to the top of the ladder. You ain't listening to what I'm trying to say because you look too pretty. Oh, come on, somebody. People are in survival mode today, especially in the economical crisis. They become in a survival mode. After all, if I have a house and I'm barely making my rent and I barely have food in the cupboards and I barely have my car, come on somebody, then I must be doing pretty well. And most of the people around are pursuing the same thing. But God calls these people grasshoppers. God calls these people grasshoppers. Yes, they have a grasshopper mindset. But a grasshopper is a locust. It's a kind of locust. And so called in 2 Chronicles 7:13, it was sometimes used for food. Leviticus 11:22, individually they are significant and timid creatures. Numbers 13:33, and their worthlessness furnishes a strike comparison in Isaiah 40. Verse 22, while the feebleness of age is expressed by inability to endure them. Ecclesiastes 12:5, yet coming in great numbers, they are destructive in all herbage. Amos 7:1. Listen, grasshoppers have a short lifespan. Grasshoppers are destructive. God said, man, you have a short lifespan. Man, you're destructive. You're a devourer. You love to destroy that which is good. God, come on, somebody. God calls man a grasshopper. Can a grasshopper fly? The answer is no. A grasshopper cannot fly, but a grasshopper can jump a short period of time going 8 miles per hour. Now, I want you to look at what the Bible says. Let's go down to verse 31, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. My question to you today, do you want to be a grasshopper or do you want to be an eagle? I gotta tell you, I would rather be an eagle than a grasshopper. You know, a bald eagle can fly at an altitude of 10,000 feet. At 10,000 feet. During level flights, they can achieve speeds up to 30 to 35 miles per hour. Up to 30 to 30 miles per hour. And depending on the weather conditions, bald eagles, they can ride the thermal, the up air currents, and they can stay aloft all day. I mean, the birds can just fly and glide in circles without flapping their wings. at all until they reach the desired altitude. They can just fly and soar. And they can fly all day. They can start in the morning or early afternoon on a sunny day once the ground starts to warm up and last until evening. And in a hilly country, updraft can be created when prevailing breezes blow up steep cliffs or hillsides. So an eagle can soar, can fly. It can without flapping its wings. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. You're stuck in religion. You're watching television too much. You're being brainwashed. I'm here to tell you a bird don't need to work hard. A bird just soars. An eagle just soars on the thermals. Come on, somebody. It just circles around and it never even flaps its wings. I don't know about you, but when you look at the multitude of grasshoppers compared to an eagle, when I'm driving I can go into the woods and I can see a grasshopper any day. I can see grasshoppers anywhere. Come on, somebody. But grasshoppers are a dime a dozen. Oh, you ain't listening to me today. People are a dime a dozen. Come on, somebody. People, there's so many people out there that they want to devour what you have. They want to tear you down. They want to put you in the ground. They want to say you can't do this and that. They're devourers. They're locusts. They want to laugh at you. They want to tell you you can't dream. You can't be what you want to be. You ain't listening to what I'm trying to say because you look too pretty. Come on, somebody. God said he doesn't want the grasshoppers. They're dime a dozen. They just jump and hop around. They're devourers. They want to try to nip at your livelihood. But you ever drive someplace and you see a bald eagle flying? What do? You stop. You stop because you know that eagle is very rare to see. That eagle is a rare breed. I mean, when I was in Arizona and I saw a bald eagle, I would stop and watch that for hours fly and soar. Because to see a bald eagle is like special, a rare breed. The bald eagle was a rare breed. It meant something. It was special. It was a rare breed. Come on, somebody. Do you want to be an eagle or a grasshopper? I'm here to tell you today that those that follow the Lord Jesus Christ, those that follow Jesus, those that love Jesus with all their hearts, with all their soul, with all their mind. You ain't listening to me today. Oh, come on, somebody. You're a rare breed. You better stop trying to be like the world. Come on, the world might hop for a short time. You might see the world hop, and it might get high, and it might go 8 miles per hour, and you might feel like you ain't like the world because they're hopping all around you. Come on, somebody. They're hopping here, hopping there, hopping there. You ain't listening to what I'm trying to say. Oh, the TV tries to say Hollywood is the way to go. They're hopping at you. Come on, somebody. Oh, they're trying to say you got to have this fashion. They're hopping at you. If you don't have this kind of education, they're hopping at you. But I'm here to tell you the world's a dime a dozen and people in the world are a dime a dozen. I would go as far as to say the church is also hopping you. The church is hopping at you. Come on, somebody. But I don't want to follow the world. I don't want to be another grasshopper. I don't want to be a dime a dozen that only lives a short life. But God says, you know what, Dean? You're a rare breed. You're a rare breed. Come on, somebody. Don't don't you want to be a rare breed in this society? I don't want to be like everybody else. Do you want to be like everybody else? Come on, somebody, I'm a rare breed. And God says, I'm going to take you to a height that you can't imagine. And my God said, you're about to fly like an eagle in the sky. Are you ready to fly? Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know about you, but God says when you're flying high, you're gonna soar, and you're gonna not have to even work. Come on, somebody, the eagle, he can ride that thermal, and he doesn't even have to flap his wings. He's just soaring high to the sky. Come on, somebody, can I get an amen? You're just standing there looking good. Nobody cares about what you're feeling. Come on, somebody, stop worrying about what people say about you. Are you ready to fly high to the sky? You know, a grasshopper has to hop, 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 hop. Hop, hop, hop. That takes work. Then he eats what's not his. He devours off other people. He takes from what is good. He devours. He's a devourer. Do you want to be a devourer? Do you want to be a locust? Come on, somebody. If you had a choice to be a grasshopper or an eagle, which one would you pick? Come on, somebody. A grasshopper or an eagle? There's so many grasshoppers. They live short lifespans. They hop. Or would you rather be a rare breed, an eagle? Come on, somebody. This is what the verse was saying. You ain't listening to what I'm trying to say because you're too bombarded by religion. You've got brainwashed by theology. Verse 31 says, come on, somebody. The Bible says he goes from God who stretches out the heavens, he circles the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. They're a dime a dozen. But he goes on to 31 and says, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, come on, somebody. Have you seen somebody? I'm going to tell you, not everybody struggles in this world. Not everybody. Some people live a very good life. Some people live a very easy life, a very relaxed life. Not everybody's struggling with anxiety. Come on, somebody. But the majority of the people are running, and they're trying to just get their next locust. They're just feeding off. Come on, somebody. And they're grasshoppers, and they're living. I mean, do you want to live like that, or do you want to live like an eagle who just lives a great life, doesn't work hard, relaxing life? Come on, somebody. Why struggle being a grasshopper when God wants you to be an eagle? Why struggle to be a grasshopper when God wants you to be an eagle? Come on, some of you guys, you've been living like grasshoppers long enough, but I'm here to tell you that God wants you to live like an eagle. I don't know about you, but I want to live a blessed life. I don't want to live like a grasshopper. I want to just soar in my life, a smooth life, a life of relaxation, a life of ease, a life where I can just worship my Creator. Come on. That's the way God intended our life to be. Come on, somebody. God intended us life to be relaxation, rest. Don't worry so much. You don't have to be anxious. Come on, somebody. I'm not saying that you don't work hard, but what I'm saying is God wants us to be eagles. God wants us to be eagles in this life, to soar high, to ride the thermals of life. God doesn't want you to hop, hop, hop and just devour things and try to get your fill. You're a dime a dozen. You know, a grasshopper can only hop, but an eagle can soar all day without even flapping his wings. Would you like to soar through life? Would you like to soar in life? Then wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Pray to the Lord. And the Lord's going to make you soar. Soar high to the sky. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to what I'm trying to say because you're more worried about the next program on television. You just can't wait to get your brain washed. Come on, somebody. But I'm here for those that are serious. When you're walking in a store and someone looks at you, they know you're different. They know you're not like all the rest. I'm here to tell you, you're a rare breed. When you're in school and you're standing up for Jesus, or you, people know, come on somebody, the worldly folks, the grasshoppers, they know you're not different. Come on somebody, they know you're different. Well, you're a rare breed. Come on, somebody. God said, don't you worry or fret about what goes on around the world, because you're a rare breed. You're an eagle. Come on, somebody. I have created you for a higher purpose. You ain't listening to what I'm trying to say, because you look too good. You look too pretty. God says, I've created you to a higher purpose. You know, those grasshoppers, they hop, and they get tired, and they get weak, and they end up dying off. You know, grasshoppers' lifespans is very short. But do you know, as the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. You know, I don't know about you, but I would love to live a very healthy, relaxing life. I would love to live a life of ease. I would love to live a healthy life. Now, I don't want to just go through life struggling. Do you? Don't you want to live like an eagle? He soars high, 10,000 feet, and he doesn't even work. He doesn't even flap his wings. You know, God wants you to be an eagle. He wants you to live a life of peace. He wants you to live a life of ease. He wants you to trust in Him. Come on, somebody. He wants you to soar high because you're a rare breed. Do you believe that you're a rare breed today? If you love Jesus, you're a rare breed. I can't even say if you're a Christian anymore, because there's so many worldly Christians. There's so many grasshopper Christians out there. I'm looking for eagle Christians. I'm looking for those rare breeds. Are you that rare breed today? If you're that rare breed today, then don't worry. Don't hop here, hop there, hop everywhere. God said, you know what? Trust in me. Just trust in me. And I'm going to give you strength. If you wait upon the Lord, I'm going to give you strength. Can I get an amen today? Remember, how high can a grasshopper fly? He can't fly at all. He can't fly at all. May God bless you, and may you continue to fly high.
Your legs are so quick, you jump so fast, but I'm gone.